Home care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, Sarah. My name is Louis Piantone. I'm supposed to be the home health care aide for Tanya Langford, and I think it's supposed to be going through your company. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm stuck here.
You said the last name is Langford, L-A-N-K or L-A-N-G?
L-A-N-K-F-O-R-D. Langford, yes.
Okay. Hold on one second.
All right.
Hello. Okay. Yeah. She's going through the process of applying for services. The last note I have in here is from the 5th of February that she still needs to submit some paperwork. So
I have the paperwork with me.
Sorry.
With me. And I have the paperwork with me. So
okay.
I don't.
So I'm going to send you over to Shira, and she'll be able to help you.
Okay. Thanks.
Hold on.
All right.
Hello, Family First. Who am I speaking with?
Louis Piantone. I'm in charge of Tanya Langford, L-A-N-K-F-O-R-D.
How can I help you?
How you doing today?
Good.
I have the paperwork here that
Is
I'm trying to send out.
Is it for your information or hers?
No, for her. Nobody told me I needed any information to give to you guys, just for her.
Right. No. So let's just focus on her for now. Let me just go over the notes.
All right.
They have the bank statements?
I have the last year's worth of bank statements from November 2025 till December 2025.
And did you go over the withdrawals over 500?
No. I didn't. All I was told was she ordered a bunch of statements from TD Bank from all different months and all different years, and they only returned us with a bunch of blank envelopes and 1 year's worth of statements, so that's what we got. And we got Social Security. I have two pieces of Social Security literature to send to you guys, mm-hmm. And that's about it. I don't know what else.
I'm going to call Tanya, and I'm going to figure this out with her. Louis, do you have a car? Are you able to go out and things like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So let me call Tanya. Let me discuss with her a little bit about the situation, and I will be in touch with you, okay?
See, that's the problem right there. She doesn't understand, comprehend that well. And, you know,
okay.
I'm the one who's supposed to be in charge of her. I'm the one spending all my money taking care of her.
Got
and I'm trying to get this done as fast as I can. And I mean, I've been waiting for 2 years now, so. And I have all the paperwork that I can fax out to you from my job here.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Let
Where
me
I'm at
help
now.
You out, then.
Sure.
I didn't know that you were a form of contact. Otherwise, I would have been in touch with you way sooner.
Waiting around forever.
She texted me today a lot. She's not able to leave the house. Does she know that? Did she call you to ask you to call me?
No. I called this lady, Maya, who's up in Brooklyn, New York. And another guy, Jerome Jackson. They're the only two numbers I had. I never even talked to you before, and I don't even know who you are. So.
All right. So let me explain who you're talking to then, just for your clarity's sake. Tanya reached out to us to open up a case with the agency. We're helping her get onto the waiver program. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The agency's name is Family First Care LLC. It's important that you remember that, because in case you're asked, you know what to respond with. Now, in regards to where we're up to in the process, we're trying to submit paperwork, financial paperwork for her, for the county. It's not for us, but the county requests it from everybody to see if they're financially approved. Okay?
Yeah.
Now,
what if I can't get those years back? Like, they're being hard with me for getting these statements for some reason. I only got a year's worth of statements from her.
I don't know. I don't know what the conversation she had or what your attempts were, but I can definitely help you out with that. If we need to call into the bank with her together and request it, even if they just email it to your account or to her and you guys just transfer it over to me, I can, like, help and assist with that. I will say what's coming up for us right now is we need to write a hardship letter, which I will go ahead and do. We also need her divorce decree, if she has one, because she did mention that she was divorced. You have it?
Yes,
okay.
I have it on my phone. I have a copy of it on my phone.
Okay, and you have the Social Security letter?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just go over this for a second. Let me just see here.
I'm going to need a fax number and an email address, basically. And, you know, I'll go to the bank, you know, with her and hopefully get the rest of the statements because they're over the phone is just impossible to try and get anything done with. So
let me text you. Is that okay? Can I have
that's fine.
Form of community? Okay. So if you ever need questions or concerns, you just shoot me a text. I'm going to shoot you a text. Hi now. All
right.
Now, I'm going to give you the list of financials that we need. So you have, we need bank statements from 2020, okay, to 2023.
Right. 2020 to 2023, every month of those years?
No, just January and June. And I'm sending you this all in a message so you don't.
Okay, I just got them. Okay.
Okay, so that's going to be number one. Number two, you're going to need from 2023 to present, you need all the statements.
2023 to present, okay.
Yeah. Okay, the first ones from 2020 to 2023 are semi-annual, and then the rest are all of them. Now, I know this is tedious, and I like, literally sympathize with you. I have to do this with so many of my clients, and it's like, why are you doing this? Like, everyone's so annoyed by this, but unfortunately, this is the county's form of how they approve everybody. It's not the agency that's requesting it. I just want to make that very clear, because I don't want, you know, it's not, we're fine, you know, but it's just part of the legal process. Now,
it's the process, I agree. Yeah.
So now everything is there. Now the next thing she's going to need is the award letter for Social Security.
Okay.
Now does she have any minors living with her? Any chance?
Okay. Nope, just me and her.
Award letter.
Yep,
Social Security. I'm going to put in bold that you have it. We have this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I do have it.
So...
I still have a copy of her degree.
And her divorce degree. Okay.
Yeah.
Divorce.
We didn't get any money from the divorce decree yet either, because we have to go back and have a contempt hearing, because her ex-husband was already told what he had to pay her and has not filled out any of the paperwork for the quadro that he has to get done to pay her, so we're dealing with that also, so it's a nightmare.
I can imagine. doesn't end.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm jumping through hoops like crazy over here, you know what I mean?
Imagine. Not fun.
So.
I will say that, like, you know, we really, if you need help with any of it, my job is to help you. I can't tell you how many people just don't utilize that. Like, I am here to help you.
I didn't even know who you were. Like, I was calling people, and, you know, the person who gave me your name is Maya, or Mia, whatever her name is, from Brooklyn.
Yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know how she got.
And it's interesting because I'm Tanya's enrollment coordinator. Like, there's hundreds here, so it's amazing you're able to just call the right person.
Huh. That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I got a hold of you finally because I like to get this ball rolling, you know?
Yeah, I'm actually going to – I actually want to also just get Tanya on the line in a minute just so she knows that I'm probably going to just go through you going forward. She shouldn't worry about it unless we need something.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
She texts me a lot, and I want her to be assured.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's been living off of me for about 4 years now, maybe a little bit more. I've been paying all her bills for it and everything, and as a friend, you know. And she lives with me. She's been, like, lately she's been like, you know, I'm almost out of money. I got my car. My car's in the shop right now, and it's going to cost me like a G. My rent's a G every month, and she's just like, I wish I could help you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, let's try and do it. So.
Yeah, no, for sure. And also, Louis, I would recommend, this is just a recommendation, I wouldn't mention at all anything about the money or the divorce and anything like that, because the county can't approve her if she has over 8,000 in her savings account.
Oh, yeah, she has nothing in her savings. She doesn't even have a savings account.
Right,
she lives off $600 a month.
Right, so let's say she does get something from the settlement or anything throughout this process. I'd really recommend you guys not mention it to any of the county in this process.
Okay.
I mean to say they probably will see it, but don't mention it, okay?
Yeah, definitely won't. Okay.
Okay. All right, so let me just see here. Okay, so now there's going to be another thing that we have to do. You have to go through all the statements from 2020 to present when you do get it together, and you have to look through any withdrawals or deposits over 500, and they need an explanation. Anything deposited or withdrawn over 1,000 needs proof of where it went to. Okay, this is all for the county.
Okay, you said any deposits and withdrawals or just withdrawals?
Any deposits or withdrawals over 500.
Well, that's her Social Security money. It's probably $620 or so.
Right, so you're probably going to need to... I'm just going to write down the instructions below, and then if you have any questions, you'll reach out to me, okay?
Yeah, so any other withdrawals or deposits above $600, okay, I got
500.
It.
So 500? I'm going to write it out, yeah. Any deposits or withdrawals.
What do I do, just check them off and like highlight them or down the line or something, and then go back and give them a reason why?
You can't highlight them. You have to take out a blank piece of paper, literally just like write the year, the date, how much was withdrawn or deposited, and next to it you have to give a reason. So, for example, I've had, let's say, January 2020, January 2020, $700 withdrawn, and then next week it's groceries, you know, something like that.
Yeah,
or if it's Social Security, you have to write Social Security.
Never mentioned any of this to me, and I would have been waiting for another year to try and get this information.
Yeah,
so,
no, of course.
I'm glad I got a hold of you. Damn.
Okay,
so you're emailing all this, or you're text messaging all this stuff to me? Is that what you're going to do?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's cool.
Any withdrawals? Now, anything you can't get, just communicate with me. We'll figure something out, okay? All right, let me know if you receive that message. Let's get Tanya on the line. Let's introduce what's going on here, and I think we'll be good for the day, okay?
All right. Yeah, yeah, sure. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, I got your list.
You got my letter?
I got everything, yeah.
Okay. Now, the next thing I'll just ask is, when would be a good time for you to think you'll have everything together? Can I follow up with you on Wednesday? You'll give me an update?
I got to get to the bank with her, so they close at 5. I'm going to have to leave work early one of these days. So I would say the best thing, time to follow up with me would be like Thursday or Friday, I would say. Because that's, yeah, that's
going to be a little late. Are you able to do anything sooner?
Yeah, I mean, it's TD Bank. You think they'll give me the statements without her being there or not?
I wouldn't know that. I would recommend, though, if you do go with her and they say they can't print it out or they're charging you some crazy amount, you could always have them email it to her email or email it to your email, and then you know, that is sometimes a better option.
Okay. Because they, what happens if she didn't have a bank account during those times? Like, what it was?
So then let me know, and there's things that we can do.
Okay, cool. All right.
All right.
I would say follow back up with me. Wednesday night. That's fine. Wednesday afternoon. Yeah, I'll do my best to get to the bank before then.
So I'm only going to be in the office till 4 usually, so I'll try
that's
and give
fine.
You a call as late as possible, okay?
Cool. Yeah, that's fine.
Or you can just
have to work
me a text. You can give me a follow-up on Wednesday, say, hey, just letting you know what was done so far, and then I don't have to bother you. You know, that's those two
okay.
options.
All right. What's your extension, by the way? Is
that's
it 113?
I'm going to give you my information below. I don't know if my extension works so well. The number I text you on is my direct line. If you can't get through with me just by typing in the number, putting in the number, then you put in my
okay.
extension, but no stress.
Cool.
Let me get Tanya on the line so she knows what's going on, okay?
All right. Yep.
Line Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. So Lewis called me. He said he's going to really assist you and help you out with all the paperwork. I did send him a message, and together me and him are going to figure out what else you still need. And,
yeah.
You know, he knows that if there's any questions that you guys have, you guys can reach out to me. But hopefully by the end of the week, we should have everything together. Okay?
Yeah, the only thing, I need my divorce degree, and I thought that the paperwork I had would help for that, and it doesn't.
I got it on the phone, honey. I got a copy of it on my phone.
You do? Okay.
Now the bank statements Lewis is going to try and get with you, and we discussed we're going to follow up together on Wednesday, okay?
Okay. All righty.
Alrighty then. So have yourself a great day, guys. And if, like I said, any questions, you just reach out.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Right.
Yeah, my absolute
thank
pleasure.
You.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Lou.
Yeah.
Okay. I called the bank again today. Evidently, I have to go in because they're saying they're not showing an account. And so they were like, well, maybe you need to go into... They're assholes. I was on the phone with them for 35 minutes again today.
Yeah, we have to. We have to go in. That's what this lady, Chia, was saying. Chia. But I'm glad I finally got a hold of that. I got a hold of that Mia lady up in Brooklyn, and she put me in touch with this lady at Family First. This woman that was just on the phone with us now, Chia. Really nice person. And so she's helping us out. So I got a hold of them.
Yeah, I know. I've spoken to her.
Okay. So, when
and
I get
so,
home,
I have my award letter. It states how much I get a month, but I even called Social Security and told them to send me a verification letter just in case that's not the one that they need. But, yeah, I was
I
on the phone with them.
You gave me already. I have that one already, the award letter. You gave me two copies,
sure?
Two different... Yeah.
So I already got it in the mail, and I forgot I gave it to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's what you told me it was. You told me it was an award letter, so, I mean, what else could it be?
Well, if it states how much I get every month, that's what they need. But I just wanted to do extra precautionary methods. I don't.
Yeah.
But I don't get the bank. They're acting like.
We'll take care of the bank. Don't worry. I gotta get there.
Yeah, that's bullshit.